Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I feel like I'm inside the actor's studio today.
Come on, man.
I'm inside the actor's studio.
Welcome, welcome to Inside the Black Actor's Studio.
Yeah, man. Black people taking over the film industry. We got a lot of stories to tell. You on the shy, then we start putting every city. Just make the Indianapolis, the Milwaukee, the New Orleans, the Oakland, the Saginaw, the Detroit, the Flint. Come on, man, we're gonna do that shit for every city. It's a whole bunch of black. The Memphis, that shit gonna be hard. You already know.
Texas.
The Houston. The Dallas.
H-Town.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You be writing movies and shit too?
In my head.
In your head?
I'm gonna start, shit, it's in your mind. Head turning to reality, bro.
You just keep them in your head. You save yourself a bunch of time, actually, have to write them up.
No, welcome back to the 85 South Show, man.
Come on, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Got a very special guest in the trap with us today, man. A very well-rounded actor, man, a gifted young brother who's been doing this thing with the movies and the TV shows and shit, all kind of shit. We had to stop Through the Trap. It's about time. Been trying to put this shit together for a minute, man. None other. Barton Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Barton
Fitzpatrick.
There we go. Barton. Barton.
Can we round of applause again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go back around. Do it one more time. Come back around.
Barton.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Put this shit all together.
You get it right.
You gotta get it right.
It happened.
I'm gonna have a blunt in. Barton. That's hard.
Thank you.
Shit, man. We just been around here kicking and talking that little shit around here, man. You know, tuning in, staying up to date, staying current. How's that shit been, an experience, man? Just working on that dope ass show that quickly became one of America's favorites. From the inception, it seems like. How did it come about for you?
I had worked with the casting directors, Crystal Carge and Marissa Ross, for two previous roles.
Yeah.
And, you know, the character Reg originally was just supposed to be in the first episode. He just had 10 lines. And, you know, I did it.
You worked
it,
bitch.
Yeah, you know, I worked it. And the producers fell in love with me. And then they just upped the character. And then, going into season.
Hold on, bro. You were supposed to be one off, or you were supposed to die?
I was just supposed to be in the pilot episode.
The pilot, that's it.
I had 10 lines, and that was it.
Come on, man.
Next. Thank you, man.
Good
welcome.
Miracle. Go in there and get it, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's definitely dope, man. To just really go in there and earn your spot, like to take something, like you said, a one episode character and run with it.
Absolutely.
But that's what the epitome of when you get that shot. Hey, do what the fuck you supposed to do. With. Like, you could have looked at that shit like, hey,
man,
fuck all.
That's big,
man.
I mean, I didn't ever expect it to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? I was just happy to just book another gig. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As an actor, so
you know,
like,
you know how
that
should be. Especially when you between gigs.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. Give us some game on that. Then how did you? What were some of the things that you were picking up as you like? Because I know you go from one episode, then they give you another one. They ain't going to tell you shit. You ain't going nowhere. They make you keep working for it. So what were you doing in the meantime, just seeing if they were actually going to, you know what I mean, keep you in there?
It was crazy because, like you said, I was just, like, showing up as a day player, as what it's called. So showing up to different costume fittings. I remember when they brought me back for the third episode, and, you know, they gave me a nice little scene with our guy, Stephen Williams. Shout out Stephen Williams, you know what I'm saying? He played the character Quentin. And it was like, they was just like, just the chemistry that we had in this one particular scene. I remember one of the producers, David Rodriguez, you know, may he rest easy. He was like, nah, we finna do something with your character. And you know, of course, it's just like, you know, people just say stuff. So it's just like, but nah, like each episode, they'd be sending me, you know, the script. But, you know, I was just going about it just hoping that, you know, they would continue to write me in. And I didn't realize, you know, what it was. But my guy, like Jason Mitchell, he'd be telling me, like, bro, you have no idea, like, what they doing for your character. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be doing it, showing up to work. But I didn't understand, like, I'm really the villain of the show. I'm going to be the bad guy, quote, unquote, of the show. And you know what I'm saying? End up, you know.
No, that's crazy to be the main bad guy. Like,
yeah. Bro. Yeah, man. So, just naturally just come about, you know. So.
You a villain.
Yeah, you feel me? So, yeah, that shit was cold.
What was it like getting ready for that? To know you know what I'm saying? Now that you know
so
what
I'm
it is.
I'm from the crib, so, you know, I mean, never was that my life. You know, I never was a street guy or anything like that. But, of course, everybody got cousins, brothers, and, you know, just from just being in that environment. So, it's nothing to imitate what you've seen your whole life. So, but even still, you know, people watch the character, people who know me, like my homie, you know what I'm saying? Certain facial expressions and, you know, it's like, oh, no, that's Bart.
Right, you know, right, like, right.
You know that shit?
Yeah, it's really, you know what I'm saying? So it's still me, of course, portraying the character, you know.
What the love been like at the crib, you know, represented?
Did you get to do all your shit there, huh?
No,
it's like it's all love.
Man, like, I feel like in the next, like, 5 to 10 years for sure, it'll officially be, like, the new Hollywood. Like, a lot of actors are already moving to Chicago because, you know, Empire came, The Chi, of course, then for Tommy, the spinoff for Forrest, they came to the crib. Everybody don't know that Joseph Sikora, his real name, he's actually from Chicago. So yeah. That was a blessing.
It made sense. Thing.
But, of course, like, yeah, it gives me an opportunity still remaining living in Chicago to, you know, be a local hire and be there for the opportunity.
And actually get to be a part of something that's literally got the city name, you know, representing, make sure that shit done right. So you ain't got to watch your city be portrayed by some nigga out of town and got the accent fucked up and we don't even talk like that. You know?
And it's not a knock to the motherfuckers, motherfuckers be pulling it off. But sometimes that shit don't be right.
Exactly. I mean, the people who from the city, we would be able to tell.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, at least put some out.
But that's just on the small scale. Other people would look at it and be like, accept the.
What was your introduction to acting, though?
Well, my father, he grew up as best friends, you know, brothers, with Larry Tate, who was Lorenz Tate's. His father. So naturally that was, you know, that's big cuz. So I was always inspired, you know, as old dog, everybody, of course.
Yeah. Shout out to Lorenz.
Shout out to Lorenz Tate. And of course, Lamar Tate, you know what I'm saying? Most don't definitely. Be a menace. You
most
feel me? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So they always inspired me to, of course, want to pursue it. But seeing in high school, I entered the August Wilson Monologue Competition. And the preliminary round, I got a scholarship for acting. AUIC, University of Illinois at Chicago. And, just did that for a year. That's mostly like theater based though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I grew up, you know, in love with Denzel Washington. So it's like my thing was always, I want to be a film star. You know what I'm saying? But television came about, of course, like these shows coming to town and then getting my first agent. These were the auditions that I was getting. So it's like, you know, that's what it was.
But you was on the right path because Denzel, if I'm not mistaken, you know, he was doing some theater stuff. So.
No, I give it my all to theater, you know what I'm saying? You know, still whenever I could, you know, afford to.
What's your theater shit? Like when you in your theater bag, like what's your play? What's your shit you fuck with that's heavy in there? You know what I mean? That people in the theater world would know.
Anything related to August Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's on what's called the Century Cycle. It's 10 plays, you know what I mean? 20s to 30s to 40s, you know, and it's just like those black characters are like, literally like you would be able to just see like us, you know what I'm saying? So that's where really, beside Lorenz Tate, I went to see an August Wilson play and just seeing like those black characters, like that reminded me of my friends and my uncles, family members. That's what truly inspired me to really, really want to pursue acting. So of course, like I said, I started off on the stage and you know what I'm saying? I truly respect theater for giving me my start. But like I said, my goal and my dream was always to be a film star.
The August Wilson, all them stories that you talk about, the Century Cycle, right? Don't they take place at the same house or something like that? Is that? Yeah.
It all takes place in Pittsburgh.
Okay, in Pittsburgh.
Same block.
That's right. Look. Yeah.
And then each play, all the characters are in the room. Yeah. Like that. So you know what's up.
Yeah. I seen that shit.
He had 1,000 lives, bro.
Now, and I seen this shit when I went to Pittsburgh. I did a comedy show, and they had this little area, and they like, oh, this is what, I was like, oh, okay.
For sure. Yeah.
See? Niggas living two lives at one time.
Got you.
Historically doing comedy and shit. That's hard, bro. It's crazy how the world's just intertwined like that.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should go to school and study some theater.
I wouldn't necessarily say like that. That would make a difference. Like, I feel like acting is one of those things where you either have it or you don't.
No, this is just for make my personal resume. I ain't never gonna act. I'm just gonna study it.
No, for sure.
Well, I never use it. It's just.
I know how to do it. I can do that if I wanted to.
What are you talking to?
See, told you.
I declined the scholarship to Julian. Nah, I fuck with it though. Dope, man. J-Win, how you living over there, bro? You got some techno music playing?
Turn this fucking music off, man.
You ain't got none of my music playing.
Like, oh, come on, yeah.
Shit. It's out.
You got some?
I got some songs out.
Let's do R&B.
I told you that. I hit you up.
Hey, man, I'm acting.
I've been waiting to talk to you about that. You better be on scene.
The actor's going crazy.
My lust left me on scene, y'all.
No, man, don't be fucking doing this shit.
On Instagram?
Don't be trying to ruin
Yeah, that'll happen. That
I told
happen.
Him. I'm not gonna be over here putting smut on my name.
I was next to the nigga. He act like he ain't see my message.
But yeah, I reached out to you. You know, you know, I did music, though. You probably just, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. It can happen. Man, let me go look. I'm gonna find it. Y'all keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking, goddamn.
But yeah, my artist name is Bartime, by the way. So, like, yeah.
Bartime.
Put the hyphen over the O so they can not so they mispronounce so they it like Bart. Carlos did.
Ain't gonna Bart.
Yeah, can't do that.
Bartime.
Man, it's okay. Black people just do that shit. You know, once you get to a certain level, you would change your whole shit. It's not Carlos, man. It's Carlisle. No, you stretching the Los part, but my name is really Carlos. You know, they really just call me K-Rod for short. Now, don't nobody fucking call you that. Hold on, bro. Yeah, it ain't even.
You didn't see it? I'll find it.
Shit. Hold on.
I'll find it.
Come on, we out here.
Whatever, man. I'm not gonna accept it, man. If you did, it's my bad, and I'm gonna have to post the shit now.
It's right here.
See? Don't ask
you
for
the receipt.
Let me see.
Don't read the receipt.
I said, most definitely. I got you.
No, right here.
Oh, I didn't. Big bro, I need a favor. You tell DC. Well, you got to tell him today. See? I made it happen his way. I just so happened this shit with me. Smell this guy
right quick.
Didn't I make it happen either?
Nah, you definitely made it happen.
Come on, man.
Nah, you made it happen though.
Sometimes, you know, your blessing come as it is. I ain't have shit to do with it.
That's real.
It's gonna happen now, right?
That's real. Absolutely. That's gonna happen.
Come on. What more can you ask for?
Amen.
Gift wrap.
The studio here too.
And the studio right here. Yeah. So guess what? That's how I'm gonna make it up. You can record the bitch in the studio. Don't even pay nobody else. Just bring your engineer and your shit and y'all good.
It's
see?
It happened for real.
That's a sweet ass deal. What more could you ask for, man? That's why I'm meeting
you. That's how you know the nigga did it, because he don't do his shit like that, didn't he? Like, yeah,
I know this for me. I'm not mad. I fucked up. Fucked up. I was living too fast.
You probably overlooked it though.
Ain't no, nah, I'm probably, because I've been working on this car shit, right? Mm-hmm. Most of my DMs is just me and my lady laughing at memes and niggas trying to sell me cars. It's just, that's it. That's my life. You know you can't leave your lady on scene if she send you a meme. Because then the next thing you know, the next message will be them 3 question marks. That's kind of like black people way of telling you, even though we on the phone and we talking via text and shit, you fucking up.
So you never look at your message?
Yeah, 3 question marks, man. You need to go back and see what the fuck she sent. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. My lady black and she abusive. She had a black woman and she's real abusive.
Can't say that nowadays.
I mean, it's not that I'm snitching.
They gonna send somebody to your house.
Do nothing about it. I'm just gonna take my abuse like a real nigga and
you gonna flinch a lot.
Stop, girl. I'm trying to put your fucking hands. You gonna learn how to deal with your emotions. Don't nobody wanna hear our story though. We black men. We just have to take
it. You making good money telling black stories.
You the villain. He gonna use this shit against us.
Somebody got to be the
villain. He gonna call us and be like, yeah, if you don't want this shit to hit the street, put the money in the mailbox.
The villain make the show sometimes.
Where you get your inspiration from, though? You said from the block and niggas you grew up around for the villain shit?
No. Like, what's you trying to blab the niggas? So how long you been banging?
So you say, what gang you were in, bro? You just growing up in Chicago. I knew you had to be sad.
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
No way.
Don't do that.
So you say you used to hang with the murderers and shit.
That's true.
Big dope, right? Big dope on
so
your
tell me what it was like in the trap house.
This is the first trap I've ever been to.
See that? Life. There we go.
And this is just a media trap.
This is not four walls. This is set. It's a man trap.
It's trapping other things, not in trapping.
Yeah, we selling media and content over here. That's it.
That's what we trapping now.
Hell yeah, we still got VCR tapes. But not a lot of them. Not a lot. No. Just for the history and the nostalgia. That's the most freaky ass music, too.
That's the same freaky one.
But did you ever find the R&B?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to drop an exclusive right now and just...
No, that's out.
It's
out.
No, I'm saying it's going to be exclusive because we ain't never played it.
Let's do it.
Exclusive to us.
Right. Okay. Build it up for us. Tell us what this is that we're about to get into.
Okay, so this is my first single.
Your voice changed. This nigga here, yeah, bro.
You thought I wasn't gonna notice that shit?
Yeah, this is shit I've been working on.
Hey, man, this is Bartan with the thing on. Oh, right, this is Bartan with no thing.
R&B mode. Yeah,
bro, let him cook. Let him cook.
This is my first single. It was released in 2019. It's called Simplicity. I was graced with the opportunity of having the song placed on the show. You know what I'm saying? My first single. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I'm really trying to just diversify my portfolio and just like show people another side of me. You know, beside like these gangster roles, because I really. You know,
yeah.
I'm about to gear up to drop an album and, you know, let's really go. Take over this R&B set.
Let's go.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training, and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The singing and acting line is getting blurred right now. Y'all doing some...
Yeah, man.
Dope shit. There's a lot of like actors that's, you know, fucking with the singing shit, and that shit is going. So.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Just trying to just, you know, be recognized for music as well as, you know, equally, you know, as actor. So yeah, simplicity.
Ladies and gentlemen, my turn.
Stress never coming from you. Ooh, ooh, I've been up late at night, every night.
Not right.
You don't know the hell of it. Let me try to break it down. You should know that oftentimes I would feel like this before you came around. I was lost as shit. That we spent since then, baby, you changed me with your simplicity. You make it simple for me. You know, I like my eggs in the morning, sex when it's coming, stress never coming from you. Simplicity. I feel the way about you, won't feel the same without you. I got a lot of money, but that don't do it for me. You ain't like other women, that's why I'm feeling different. I think I need a minute, cause you're the definition of simplicity. You make it simple for me. You know, I like my eggs in the morning, sex when it's coming, stress never coming from you. Simplicity. Life can get so hectic sometimes. I feel like I'm stressing over every little thing, and you have given me some direction. Keep it simple for you, and for you a special kind of blessing. Sentimental girl, you're more than I expected. Simplicity. Oh, yeah.
I fuck with it.
Fuck with it. Appreciate it, bro.
And I agree with it. I like eggs in the morning. Like, my girl made me eggs. I didn't eat it this morning, but even if I don't eat it because I be scrambling, I had shit to do. I still want them.
Exactly.
I might eat them when I go back tonight. Put them in the thing. Eggs. Huh?
You make eggs.
Yeah.
They fine.
Huh?
They fine.
Yeah, yeah. She studied how I did it.
She knew how to make that.
Cheese
eggs the way you make
them. Cheese eggs.
It's hard to find a song you agree with, too. You know what I'm saying? Some smooth shit to put on for the ladies.
Yes, sir.
Let a reminder, you know, that simplicity is important. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Keep making music, man.
Thank you, man. I will, man.
You steady going. You got what? How many projects you got?
It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm coming. For real.
Hold on. Chill. You been producing too?
Yeah. I recently produced, co-produced my first film. It's called Everything Is Both. It's on Tubi.
Let's go.
Yeah, co-starring me and my boy Jason Mitchell.
Okay, dope.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Check that out.
Tubi movies in a whole different lane, bro.
Oh yeah.
It's like we talk about Tubi every episode now.
Yeah.
And it's more than just the bad stuff on Tubi. Like, Tubi go crazy with the, you know, it's got some, but it's real legit quality, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Independent shit on there. Real movies on there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't want people to just to get that in their head that is, you know what I'm saying?
I got three films on Tubi, and I would say that they all quality films.
Okay.
Ain't nobody
using their hand as a gun.
Like, the bad shit is the good shit.
Did y'all see Sloppy Seconds?
No.
Y'all gotta check that out.
What is that one?
On Tubi.
Okay, what is it about? Because we do this frequently, bro. We talk about the shit that's out there.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you exactly what the movie is about. You
ain't
gotta guess what Tubi
is. I don't even want to spoil it for you.
Sloppy Seconds,
man.
Yeah. And it ain't about eating. I know.
That's the most recent movie I've seen, though, too.
Well, I told you about the girl who seen a baby on the highway. That's the name of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, based off.
For real?
The situation. It's called The Girl Who Seen the Baby on the Highway.
I heard they're doing an unauthorized biography of a rapper on a Tubi platform here shortly. I just saw a trailer for it. I don't get in rap beef.
Rap beef, I ain't gonna participate.
I'm just saying, if you just so happen to be scrolling through Tubi, you'll probably come across.
Unauthorized.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. I think those are the best biographies, though. Like, when they don't get permission from the family, and they just be like, fuck it, we already started shooting.
Make it what we want to. Who you want to work with on the acting side and the music side? Like, dream.
On the acting side, I want to work with, of course, Denzel. Okay. Really, Samuel Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. That's too much. I worked with Lawrence Fishburne before. That was, you know, them always been like the top three, you know what I'm saying, for me. Lawrence, Sam, and Denzel. But music side, I want to work with definitely with Usher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a little time now. You the end of this residency.
Yeah, you know.
Stop breaking up relationships.
You need to go ahead, just, you know.
Come on, man. You got to get him while he, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he ain't going to be on break long.
No.
He about to go right back out there.
Yep. Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, he getting up for that. That's right.
He performing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. He's going to the Super Bowl, man.
I would love for him to take somebody, a girl, at the Super Bowl. Somebody extremely important, too. One of them, like, NFL owner's wife.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
He walked right up to Mark Cuban, main lady.
Did she risk it all?
Kiss her right here on the titty, please.
Oh, my God.
Usher going to jail.
Oh, yeah. It's Usher. Tom Dubois already told you. Usher's just
get away with it.
He got Usher books. He the only motherfucker that can have Usher books. Diabolical, bro. He literally walks through the crowd and like, whose relationship is unstable? It's not even about how bad she is. He just smelled like an almost broken home. Then he just breaks it all the way up. Usher has found a way to make his sweat not fall off his face. Just so when he's singing to them ladies, his gig is skin glisten. That's how diabolical he is, to stop his sweat.
So he don't sweat, you say?
I mean, it does.
Sweat just comes to the surface.
It's there, but it refuses to fall off because it's important to the visual that he's creating. I study this shit every week. A report comes out about all the shit in the world that ain't nobody paying attention to. Just find out that most Asian people don't even get mustard. They got this gene that keeps them from having body odor and growing a whole bunch of excessive body hair.
Asian people, confirm this.
It's a gene.
Confirm this. All of our Asian 85 Southers.
You think I make up shit like that?
That's why I put it on. I would like them to weigh in.
Go to Mimi page.
Lovely
Mimi was just talking about this shit.
What'd she say? She don't get musty?
It's this gene that Asian people had. Watch this.
This is gonna start being real racist in a minute. I hope you ain't get this off these white people.
You ain't gotta be Asian to have it.
This is just getting you worse and worse.
Shit too. It's called the ABCC11 gene.
Oh, it is.
All right, man. I'm trying to explain it. Tell me. You refuse to accept the information as I'm telling it to you.
No, I'm accepting it.
Now, fuck Google it. You got Google, motherfucker.
I'm not.
And high-speed internet.
I don't want that on my search history. All right,
well, fuck it, then.
All right, Asian people must be. I don't want that.
Y'all niggas is on some selfish weed, bro. Weed that y'all smoking just won't even let you hear the truth.
Explain it. I'm telling you.
Why the fuck I got to explain it?
Started.
Because I told you it exists and you the one. No, the fuck you do.
I didn't say
you
it.
You was
then.
The first naysayer.
I didn't say it then.
Go be around them people then if you think they get musty. You'll smell somebody won't be must.
Okay, well, what is that? What is it?
Some other shit. Some shit they eating gonna smell crazy, but it ain't gonna be them. That's one wet nap away from you don't smell shit no more.
A gym full of Chinese people.
Don't say just Chinese people.
Asians of all kinds.
They would never hoop together. They
they all in there hooping, and you telling me it's no smell.
No, it's hot. It don't smell like shit, though.
There's no odor, bro.
Nah.
They've been playing all day. It's so, different teams. Like, motherfuckers have got next.
They don't even sweat.
You don't sweat now?
Now they don't sweat. That gene is a motherfucker, man. It's all just right. Like everything in your body stays in your body.
Asian people, please let us know.
They ain't gonna fuck with us.
What you mean?
I checked the analytics, bro. We get very, very few views from Asia.
There's always few at the show. At the live show, it's always like maybe one or two, three.
But they live in America.
What do you mean?
The ones in Asia ain't fucking with us yet.
So you mean the American Asian people get musty? That's crazy.
That's because they've been over here eating the hot dogs.
They eat at McDonald's.
They
if you're American, you're susceptible to being musty.
They gene can happen. Then burnt through.
You're dope.
They good.
You dope.
Hey, man, what's going on right now in the shaft? The real city. On the entertainment side. We just did a show out there not too long ago. One thing about Chicago, they love some 85 South. We're just trying to find a way to make me look like a bad person.
But nah, what you mean, like, on the internet?
You can't call you on the FaceTime.
Yeah.
Damn, don't Cat been gone so long, people don't even remember.
Cat from 85. Big dude, Cat Doc.
Anyway, Cat is the one who told me this dude was trying to get in touch with us and get on the show. Yeah. He told me. He was setting up. He wanted to be here. He was just excited, but he had an accident. Yeah. Fucked his leg up. If he would have came next week, I think next week supposed to be his debut back.
He fucked up. We ready for him. We miss him, low key.
Can't believe you ain't believe me, man.
About that. I just asked. I don't want it to get canceled. That sounds like some shit to be a headline.
How we gonna get canceled for some shit they find?
That's what I'm saying. We Carlos Miller says Asian people stink.
I didn't say
they don't. But that's how they do shit, bro. You said they don't, but that's how they do shit. They flip the shit.
I never said that.
That's what I'm saying.
I've heard that it was quite the opposite,
right? That's what they'll say as soon as the article starts. He actually said the opposite.
Now that you say it out loud, I guess that's kind of like they said black people got some genes and shit that make us run fast and jump high and shit. That's kind of ridiculous.
Is it?
I don't want to confirm or deny it. You know black shit be made. Even black iPhones is different, bro. You ever had a white iPhone? Mm-hmm. Never buying that shit again. Because my white iPhone just work whenever it want to. You know what I'm saying? I think it's running something. Like when I had a white one, Siri just used to pop up. What did you say? I'm like, bitch, you just listening and being nosy. Old Karen ass iPhone. I got me a black iPhone because they run faster.
Fucking stupid.
Whatever, man. I don't like the judgment in this room. Just a bunch of people doing better than me, huh? Making better iPhone choices. This nigga having two successful careers at the same time and shit. Here I am, hosting this fucking podcast. I ain't applying myself. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Well, I don't know if you heard or if you've been watching the show, but the 85 South Show was recently voted the number one show amongst black people who prefer to date other black people.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah. Then we was voted number one by other races of people who like to date black people, so.
Yeah. Many we saw that baby. Front row. We saw that front row in New Orleans.
Many a baby. Shout out to all the real 85 percenters because y'all are the best fans and audience in the whole game of fans and audiences. Some of my favorite 85 percenters are the people who go back and watch the old shit and leave new comments. Comments that you didn't leave the first time you watched it. Like, your shit was so good, they had to go back and revisit it. That's longevity. That's prosperity. That's exactly what God wants for you. Bart, let us know something. Fill me in. Which mode are you in right now? You still in R&B mode?
Because
we just played the song. And then I know your voice changed. And then I was like, I didn't know what. Because I had an R&B nigga on here with 19 different personalities. I don't know if you've ever heard of this artist called Music Soul Child. I'm sure you're familiar with him. But have you ever heard of Purple Wonder Love? Nah, see, you're not familiar with Purple Wonder Love. Well, apparently he's been making music for years and you've been listening to it, whether you know it or not. According to Music Soul Child, who was speaking to me as Purple Wonder Love via Music Soul Child, but as, you see where this is going? Mm-hmm. All right. Then he named at least 9 other people that I've never heard. He informed me that I have been listening to their music also. And these are all not the same people, but they will only communicate via Music Soul Jack. So you see my dilemma. Don't you do it. Here it goes. You see what I have to fucking deal with?
I'm just saying. So there's nine of them. That's Music Soul Children. You can't just one child? Or the rest are adults, and he's the only child?
Music is the soul child.
Okay.
Soul meaning one.
Okay. Well, who the other eight?
They're like shell companies.
Like them little
pseudo personalities, if okay. You will.
Okay. Like them little dogs.
I don't know if they're even really people, but some of them are more like personalities and epiphanies. Figments of said imagination. Because once you start breaking that shit down, who is Music Soul Child?
That's what you were supposed to ask him. I can't.
I never, in the midst of him explaining all these other people to me, I forgot.
You gotta ask yourself, who was doing the interview? You?
So who the fuck am I?
A purple wonder look.
I was performing as myself, as me. Nah, man. This is just the type of shit that we do in here, man.
Nah, for sure.
We get high enough to try to come up with the science of being a black person. Like, what's some of your favorite black shit to do in life?
Favorite black shit?
Some of your favorite, but just black, only shit black people can relate to. Like using an old t-shirt to wash your car. See how every black person in this room know exactly what I'm talking about? Like everybody in here know that you don't clean your mirrors with no fucking paper towels. You use old newspaper for shit like that. And I don't give a fuck.
It seems like it shouldn't work.
Right.
It seems like it should, but it works so well.
Right. Like black people understand the importance of Windex. Or using some starch on your favorite jeans. If you ain't never used starch in your life, don't ever argue with me. You're not old enough. These young niggas ain't never had to iron their fucking school clothes, bro. These are motherfuckers just waking up going to school now. Ain't nobody getting up early enough to watch.
They wearing pajamas. They going to school in their PJs.
Ain't nobody ironing fucking school clothes, bro. That was a responsibility that we took very fucking serious. You iron your school clothes? All right, well, I'm gonna wake your ass up early. You gonna iron them school clothes. Don't fuck around and get good at ironing as a black child at a young age. They don't even let you know that you really about to iron for real for everybody in the house. Hey, hit these for me. Hit these? These long-ass, wide-ass jeans you talking about? Ain't no way to just hit these.
Nigga, these overalls.
Bitch, ain't no way to just hit these, motherfuckers. It's a bottle of Stay Float right there by itself. I'm gonna have to mix up a whole nother bottle of this thick ass starch I've been using that I'm spraying out of a fucking garden sprayer bottle. The fucking starch cheaper than the bottle than it's in. Motherfucking that wrote starch on the bottle. Bitch. Who told black people to iron in the kitchen?
That was just the spot that had the most room. If you had, you know, if you ain't have a big old spot, you know, that's the most room you're gonna get in that kitchen. Without shit being in the way, without no furniture.
Only Stone. Black people know this. Now I won't say only black people, but have you ever folded a whole basket of laundry? And then once you looked at what you folded, you'd be like, but don't none of this shit go together? Like, I can fold a whole basket of laundry and still not have shit to wear. That's fucking crazy. When you buy drawers and you wear them, you never think about having to fold them up and put them somewhere. What? That's what I use as my gauge of success. Until I get to a point where my drawers don't have to be folded, I ain't gonna feel like I made it.
You don't have to fold.
I got a lot of drawers.
Just leave them unfolded.
I had to roll my drawers up like socks just to be able to. But I collect them all year, then at the end of the year, I start over. Don't look at me like something wrong with me, bro. I just literally saw you switch personalities and go in R&B mode. You can't judge me. When you gonna drop some more music, though? Like, when the album coming out?
Most likely February, okay. Top of next year.
That's dope as hell how you dropped one song, went straight to the top, though. Right on, got picked right up on the show. But the
y'all
shit that you
Jacob
made actually
show.
Fit in there.
Yeah, me and Jacob got a record together.
Jacob came on here. Crazy ass nigga. Had his mom over there with him. Stepdad. Brother family. He was lit. Get good shit, man. How long you been in Atlanta?
Probably get up out of there tomorrow. And just come fuck with y'all.
It's cold. You done got high and got to think about shit, ain't it? That's what that couch
do. I want some Waffle House. I'm hungry as hell.
Somebody order this man some Waffle House.
What's your Waffle House order? I need a patty melt. Yeah. Which one, the chicken one, or are you getting the, what you call it? Getting the beef.
That shit making it worse. Don't you hate when a nigga ask you that, what's your Waffle House order, and then you about to order it, so it's making you want the shit even more? Order this, you want a patty melt? That's all y'all need.
Yeah.
I'm calling it in for you, bro. All you had to do was say that shit. What do you want to drink?
You want hash brown? How you want?
That nigga, he like, damn,
bullshit.
I wasn't ready to order right now.
She don't play, she gone. You can't add nothing once she closed the door. You better get on the telephone. You can't add nothing once you leave out there. Come on, hold on. Tell her how you want it. Yeah. No, he ain't say chicken. You want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a waffle. Yeah. Nah, pecan waffle.
Pecan waffle.
Just a regular waffle. Thank you.
See?
Appreciate that, man.
Man, don't never just hold that. Keep that shit to yourself.
Get you in there.
I know people that can make this shit happen. By the time we get done, guess what you gonna have? Food, nigga.
I just
right on time.
Appreciate that.
No way. You think you company. The least we can do is get you a Waffle House order.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Cause I got
like weed. You got some more weed?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Nah, this nigga gonna take it too far now, nigga. This nigga gonna ask for all type of shit. Hey man, I got some holes coming through, man. Y'all got a place out there.
Hey man. You got no rosé, dude.
Hey man, I keep in this room right here.
Y'all ain't got nothing to drink.
Mm-hmm. No, do we have something to drink? That's for me.
What
that
you need? What you want?
No, I want liquid.
What you mean? Like some
liquor.
Liquor. Trying to have some licorice. Oh, okay. I completely understand. And what's your social media, man, so they can link up with you and keep in touch with all the new things?
Act like Bart.
Act like Bart.
Act like Bart. ACT underscore like underscore Bart. On all platforms.
That's what the hell goes on. Look, we got you a nice little outfit put together.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
You know,
okay.
Swag that out. What side of Chicago are you from?
I was born out west, but from the south side of Chicago.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah, you gonna wear that shit.
Yeah.
When you said west,
yeah,
I felt
you
defeated.
You gotta worry about the, what color you wear?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, you just gotta make sure you answer three questions in a row, right?
You gotta answer three questions.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man, just a little, a little something.
Appreciate it, man.
Just, just until times get better on both sides. Now, we appreciate you stopping through here fucking with us, man. Hey, man. 85 South Show. We out this BS.
Yeah.
What y'all asses up? Let's take a picture right quick.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.